Welcome to Ruben Comics Podcast. Before I dive in, I wanted to say a few words. Chadwick Boseman was an icon. He played Jackie Robinson in 42, James Brown, 21 Bridges. Then he got Black Panther from Civil War to Endgame. Not many people knew Black Panther. He first debuted in Fantastic Four 52. Keith David also voiced in a Fantastic Four cartoon in the 90s. From there, he was on his way to become one of the new pillars of the MCU. But then, Chadwick Boseman passed away from colon cancer on August 28, 2020. I found it out from my brother that same night. The world paused. Everyone mourned his loss. His family, friends, fans, colleagues. He was like the Michael Jackson of superhero movies. I thought he'd lead the Avengers against Kane the Conqueror. He could have took Cap's role as the Man out of Time because he was blipped for 5 years. He's king of the most powerful nation in the Marvel Universe. They could have explored T'Challa struggling with the aftermath of Thanos, trying to pull his nation together against Namor and everyone else after that sweep by Bray and Honey. The greatest gladiator match in Phase 4. Man versus Mutant. King versus King. Son of Wakanda versus Kukulkan. That would have made Disney a ton of money. Had them put their differences aside and fight Dr. Doom possibly, or a tumor. Maybe during the snap, Nakia became a villain. Introduce Storm before the eventual X-Men reboot. Give Shuri some fighting lessons. It would have been the most glorious movie of Phase 4. Then Wakanda Forever happened. Well, more like Housewives of Wakanda. Right off the bat, the cinematography, visuals, and music were great in the first movie. They elevated to new heights. My favorite has to be Alone by Burna Boy. I can almost imagine T'Challa asking Boss the Panther God for strength before his big battle with Namor. A fight I'll never get to witness. Makes me want to read a Black Panther comic. Black Panther had a strong cast. When I saw the first reactions, it felt like they were hiding something. I mean, they always are. I gotta keep away from spoilers, but this was different. Said it was emotional. A film critic called E-Man's Movie Reviews started to recast the T'Challa movement months after Chad's death. His reaction at the world premiere was a cry for help. It got an emotional response out of me, but not what Ryan intended. I cried after the movie when playing Sonic Frontiers. Him out there saving his friends. Fighting the Titans as Super Sonic? It's glorious. One of the best Sonic games out there. Check out my Sonic Frontiers first impression review on my Ruben Comics website when you get the chance. As I was saying, Sonic is a legacy character. Had plenty of games before the movies and those put him on the map. He is basically outclassing Marvel as of right now. Like, Marvel used to be the juggernaut of movies. Then Phase 4 happened, Thor Love and Thunder. Him and Mario are taking the world by storm, and Mario is having a movie coming out next year. From what I've seen from the trailers, it's going to be glorious. Like a video game come to life. I guess what I'm trying to say is, there are many Sonic voice actors, but one Jason Griffin. It's like The Last Jedi all over again. Bryan Coogler is a great director. He wanted to honor Chad's memory. I don't think this was the best option. I'm not mad because Kevin Feige didn't recast T'Challa immediately. Rather, they marketed Bozeman's own death in the film. There are so many ways they could have done it. Do a prequel focusing on his dad, T'Chaka, set before he killed his brother. Have a young T'Challa, Shuri, Okoye with hair, Nakia, Ukabi, and Mubaku. The White World can be the villain, possibly. Option 2, set the movie between Infinity War and Endgame. Show Wakanda struggling without their king. Shuri could have survived. I know Marvel showed her as one of the people blood but got survived. Marvel has retconned things before. Instead of Namor, I used the revived claw. He might have been buried near with vibranium. Thanos and Snap somehow brought him back with signed powers like the comics. There's a theory going around that all three snaps from Thanos, Smart Hulk, and Iron Man created more mutants. Professor X probably erased their existence like he did in X-Men Evolution. Remove Ironheart. I could care less about this series. It's nothing personal. It's just business. Maybe the villain needs a Black Panther? Enter Killmonger. Coolmonger? Killmonger. Not the best idea, but I'll run with it. T'Challa saved him with one of the Kamoyo beads from the first Black Panther. He ensured he had him as a failsafe in case he wasn't around. The Black Panther protocol. Like Terminator 2, villain in the first movie, hero in the sequel. Or he can come from the multiverse. Wakanda doesn't trust him, understandably. Son of the Avengers help out? Beat Claw. Shuri won't take the mantle yet. She needs proper training first. Ramunda would still be queen. Flash forward to Endgame. Hulk brings everyone back with a snap of his fingers. The camera pans to a silhouette of T'Challa. They join the fight against Thanos. End credits. In memory of our friend, Chadwick Boseman. Ryan tells his story about grief and loss. And gives Marvel time to recast T'Challa. Have him show up in someone else's movie like Captain America 4. Then do a third movie with Namor and Dr. Doom. Black Panther, Doom War. Win-win. The T'Chaka prequel is probably the better option. We know from What If, Killmonger is irredeemable. Get him out of here. Instead, Ryan picked Dr. Nuclear. T'Challa died of an unknown illness off-screen the first 5 minutes. After I watched it with my dad, I looked up Black Panther's powers and weaknesses. Guess what I found? He's immune to every disease. Well, that's just lazy writing. They really could have put in one of those stasis pods from Civil War. You're telling me they had a second funeral for their king? We already mourned Chadwick 2 years ago. No need to bring back old wounds. And why weren't the Avengers there? I know they aren't a thing anymore, but come on. At least have Hulk there. Hawkeye? Winter Soldier? War Machine, Falcon, Ant-Man, Everett Ross. He helped save Wakanda. They owe him that much. The whole point of Endgame was bringing everyone back, giving them a new start, keeping everything that was, remembering everything that was. Wakanda Forever just made it all pointless. Black Panther was so successful because of T'Challa. He's the heart and soul of Wakanda. Without him, it's nothing but an empty shell. Ramunda causing trouble. That scene in the UN was cool. Everything after that was uncalled for. She did Okoye dirty. She thought Shuri was dead, stripped her rank. I guess she has a lot on her shoulders, but the child would have fired Okoye. I mean, he argued with her, but never go that far. Okoye did stand by and watch Killmonger take the throne. I mean, they were following the rules of ritual combat. She didn't know the child was alive. She did turn against Killmonger. She defended Wakanda countless times. And this is the thanks she gets for her years of service? Why now? It made Ramunda seem like a jerk compared to Namor. Angela, was winning an Oscar really worth losing a friend? For all his faults, there are some upsides. Namor stole the show! Wakanda forever? This is Namor Imperius Rex! The Latino boy didn't strike me as a Namor at first. He didn't seem all that muscular. I cast Luke Evans personally. He got the bill. The first time I saw him was in Fantastic Four World's Greatest Heroes and the 90s Fantastic Four cartoon and the recent Secret Wars. Destroyed Mugaku like One Punch Man. He's as strong as the Hulk. Got a spear made out of vibranium. Flying through the air like Mario 64, but instead of a cat, he got wings on his feet. They turned a goofy thing from the comics and made it look menacing, like a hummingbird, threatened by outsiders. The Atlanteans got water bombs. They got a quad that hypnotized people, sending them down Davy Jones' locker.
What is that melody?
He's not even a villain. More like an anti-hero, like Black Adam. Namor came to Ramunda and Shuri for help. Ever since the first movie, the U.S. government, General Ross running for president, have been searching for vibranium in the ocean. Thanks, Ironheart. Namor and Talokan have been defending themselves ever since, killing everyone. If only Ramunda didn't start a war, not Dr. Doom, not Val, not General Ross, not the pizza delivery guy, huh. He was going to attack the surface world anyway, but still, Namor was right. If the child was still with us, it could have been different. But you can't help but agree with Namor. I can't believe I said that. And where's the border tribe? I know Wukabi was exiled, but still. Them shields and rhinos were a level of a playing field, just saying. The Atlanteans are blue, like Smurfs. Atuma and his cousin Nomura are his right hands, or right and left hand, however you look at it. Atuma was a villain in Avengers Assemble, last time I checked. He doesn't seem villainous at all. He's basically his homie, Bulldog. Bay Hill turned down the line. I want the throne. His people drank the same thing that gave Black Panther his powers, but boo. His mom was pregnant at the time. That's why he got wings, feet, mine's blue skin. And he's known as the first mutant until Apocalypse shows up. Maybe. Just maybe. I'm surprised they didn't play the X-Men the Animated Series theme. Ben-dan-dan-dan, the mouse bought the fox, now we all got mutants meaning. Cost Kevin Feige a fortune. They've been slowly setting up mutants in the MCU. Miss Marvel, haven't watched it. Mr. Amora from She-Hulk, waste of time. Professor X, and recently, Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. Deadpool kills the Fox universe is going to be awesome. Say Beth, they'll be introduced after Avengers Secret Wars when they defeat Kang, fix the multiverse. But we got all these mutants now. They fix everything, but not everything at the same time. Hey, we got all these mutants here. What should we do?
Well, I don't want them here. Hey, me neither. I don't want to hear either. Why are we even talking about mutants? We humans. We dominated this planet long before them. Let's go start the Friends of Humanity. Yeah. Apocalypse, who are you?
I am far beyond mutants as they are beyond you.
Namor's been in the MCU longer than I thought. Born in 1571. He's immortal. Marvel's Atlantis is based on Mayan culture and underwater Wakanda, Talokan. All their weapons are made of vibranium. His people call him Kukulkan, the Feta Serpent God. but his enemies call him Namor, child without love. Ryan Coogler was originally going to have a Namor and Shuri romance, but he ended up cutting it after test screens. Dodge the bullet there. I mean, even the child wouldn't approve.
You mess with my sister, you deal with me.
They've been slowly setting up Thunderbolts ever since Val made her first appearance in Falcon and Winter Soldier. It's like she gets harder each time. Lets her hair down. She and Ross used to be married. She wants a taste of that sweet vibranium honey. Everybody does. I heard General Ross became President of the United States. Him launching an attack on Wakanda seems like something he'll do. He would do. How he got elected after being blipped for 5 years is beyond me. They might be adapting a version of Dark Reign, swapping Norman Osborn with General Ross. Dark Avengers with Thunderbolts. The real villain is the US government. It came after Secret Invasion. The MCU is more of a political thriller with evil Skrulls. I thought it was weird they turned out to be good in Captain Marvel. I didn't mind the change, it was just strange. Talos was one of the good ones. Everett Ross will show up after Okoye broke him out of that convoy. The current president might be one of them. Nick Fury and Talos exposed them, and that's how Ross wins the election along with taking most of the credit. Han Solo for president. I'm Solo. Appears in Captain America 4, Leah transforms him into the Red Hulk, and sends the Thunderbolts after Wakanda's vibranium, or go after the Hulk himself with the team when he turns into Warbreaker Hulk or something. Who knows? Maybe killing his son Scar is what finally set him off.
Hulk smash!
Hulk's kind of been soft lately after Thanos. He never got a comeback. Never had a chance to pay him back. Like Batman. It's like if Batman didn't fight Bane again after that first match and he won the movie, just like that.
I am the League of Shadows, and I have fulfilled Ra's al Ghul's destiny.
I'll never let that down. Towards the end, Namor made a pact with Wakanda, so he'll benefit from it. One thing's for sure. However this goes down, it won't sit well with Bucky and Ayo. They used to date. Fingers crossed Nemo's in it. M'Baku is one of the few Wakandans with common sense. He was one of my highlights in the first movie. He actually started out as a villain. Doesn't back down from a challenge. He knew that killing Namor would risk eternal war. Provide refuge in Dubai land. Survived their punch from Namor and lived to tell the tale. And he made fun of Okoye's bald head.
The bald-headed demon.
Wakanda had their traditional challenge for the throne. They expected Shuri. Instead, they got M'Baku.
The queen sends her regards. Ah, M'Baku, leader of the Jabari tribe, wish to challenge.
I believe he won. Maybe he ripped that guy's lip ring off. Changed his entire outlook on life. In the third movie, he's just eating ice cream and jerk wings.
Glory to Hanuman!
I wish he had more screen time.
Give this man a special presentation.
I felt Shuri becoming Black Panther was too soon. She didn't even have proper training. If she couldn't beat Killmonger, what chances did she have against Namor? I mean, come on. Taking the fight to the water? That's just plain stupid. I like Shuri in the first movie. Her scenes with Namor were great. I can appreciate she was trying to find a peaceful solution initially,
It's definitely what the child would have done. In the original script, T'Challa could have taught her fighting lessons after Killmonger almost beat her. No, I mean almost killed her. Speaking of, he pops up in the astral plane, chilling in hell. Best part of the movie. Some fans pointed out that Namor had the same motivations as Killmonger. Only Namor's dad is nowhere to be found. Both wanted Wakanda's resources, destroy the world, survival of the fittest. I can't help but agree, although Namor wasn't wrong. Wakanda has no allies, so it's better to join forces rather than destroy each other. Killmonger's a remorseless killer. Burn all the sacred herbs? He's a mess. Her suit has too much gold. I know she took inspiration from Killmonger and T'Challa, but still, Marvel tends to overdesign their suits. Mr. Fantastic, Ant-Man's recent suit, Midnight Angels, the Iron Spider suit. T'Challa has one of the best suits. And don't get me started on Ironheart. Looked like she came straight out of Power Rangers. Look a little Iron Girl Jr. You gonna cry? While I didn't hate it as much as Love and Thunder, I still found it distasteful. Namor, Mubaku, and Adore Milaje carried it as best they could. I still like Angela Bassett. She's a great actor. The soundtrack is fire. CGI, top notch. It had good things going for it. But without T'Challa, it sadly falls apart. I prefer the original in a heartbeat. They didn't even do the Wakanda salute. Wakanda forever! Makes me want Kang to swoop in and prune it from the sacred timelines, as he calls it. But we really know he's just killing other universes. Well, technically, alternate timelines and alternate universes are the same thing. Anyway, I never knew Chadwick personally, but I know he wouldn't want the character to die with him. He understood what was at stake. The post-credits scene introduced his son, T'Challa Jr. A boy who doesn't have his own father who got him. I'd rather have a variant from the multiverse. I'll just have to see how it all plays out in Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. It won't last. When Marvel and Ryan Coogler decided not to recast T'Challa, it put them in a pickle. They're still making comments about him. Last time I checked, Marvel recast the roles for four: War Machine, Hulk, Cassie Lang, and recently, General Ross. No excuses there. James Bond has been played by many actors for generations. Recasting T'Challa doesn't disrespect the late Chadwick Boseman. It remembers what he brought to the role and adding more to it. A lot of black people, kids and adults, see themselves in him. He's the role model, the idol. Killing the main character lets that tradition die. I'm sure they'll make a lot of money, but it will hurt them in the long run. So I asked them, as both moviegoer and Black Panther fan, how long till people turn on Shuri?
This is Ruben Comics Podcast. Thank you for listening. Next episode will be announced in a few months. Signing off. Ruben. Comments.